Mana, Maloni, Malo Elelei, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Pakalofa Lahiat.
Teama Pacifica Health.
Let's go!
So, are we on air now? Are we being off air for all that time? Oh, wow. Here we go. right. Okay. It's just that my other beautiful princess who is on training right now. And so if you didn't hear us before, well, here we are. It's never too late. And now I would like to introduce to you more of my my beautiful princess. We do have a technician. She's even more beautiful. That's Michelle. Her name, hi, Michelle. And also I have another Michelle here, also beautiful. Hi, Michelle. So we have two Michelles in the studio. And then, of course, our beautiful Auntie Hehulu. And, of course, my assistant here, Lutila. And so this morning, so you can now see and understand our beautiful listeners, why we're in a bit of a, what do you call, not a hiccup, as it's worse than a hiccup. But, yeah, we're here. It's raining. And you know what? I welcome my beautiful Princess Grace. She's actually on her way to Christchurch. Okay, we'll start with you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, here we go again in the studio.
Here we go again.
Okay, so you ready to dance?
I sure am.
Oh, okay then. Right, so are we all good to go now? Princess Mission Technician? Still working? Okay. So while she's organizing the assistant, Lutila, let me see if you have another track, just, you know, no stress, no pressure. Let me try this one and hope that you enjoy it.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love. And there's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
Together we stand, is that right, Princess Grace? I'm looking at her, she's not dancing, she wants a faster music than that. But anyway, you know, as we do, we will open our program with a word of prayer. It's better late than never. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your love and protection and for the blessings of waking us up again this beautiful new day. We thank you for the gift of life, for the gift of our families, friends, neighbors, and the community that we live in. We thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness in providing for all of our daily needs. Bless our listeners, our beautiful listeners in our community, especially our Planet FM radio staff, Michelle, Trainer, Joe, and Christine. Thank you for your many blessings. Keep us safe and grant us your wisdom, knowledge, and peace of all to your glory and honor. Amen. Okay, Princess Grace, what's happening with you?
I am currently in a transitional stage to moving to Christchurch to pursue my Bachelor of Nursing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's exciting.
And thank you for coming to the radio this morning, so they can hear your beautiful voice. I wish you could see my beautiful princess. She really is beautiful, and I'm going to miss her because she's will be away. It's so far away in Christchurch, but you know what? Mm. I always ring her and I say, Princess, guess what? You need to speak to your papa.
I know. It's funny.
You need to speak to your papa because he almost hit the roof. So did you? Well, I did actually ask you. Did you counsel him this morning?
Yep.
Oh, you did?
In our morning chat. It was good.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, you need to do that. Even though in the Christchurch, and you still need to keep in touch with him, you know.
I will.
Somehow he listens to you. Are you all grandchildren out there? Do you listen to your papa or more than or you listen to your mama?
I listen to both.
Okay, so with just to remind our listeners, we do continue with the New Start program. Mm-hmm. And just to remind them again, because I think I didn't remind them last time, E stands for exercise, walk daily. Princess Michelle, you do that. Water, drink lots of water, sunshine. T for temperance, self-control. Air, get plenty of air. Rest is very important. Sleep and trust. That is T for trust. Trust God with all your heart. So please remember your New Start program. And of course, after this, we go straight into our Tokelau Health program, which is led by Auntie Hehulu. But our topic today is actually is about the importance of breathing. Yeah? So why is it so vital and how to do it well? Why do we need to understand about how to breathe properly? I'll start with you, Grace. You're going back to your nursing. So breathing?
Breathing, I'd say it's important on a biological level, but also on an emotional and mental level, because if you can have, good breath or take in a good amount of oxygen, it helps with circulation, blood flow, and helps keep your body alive.
Yes.
With an emotional or mental level, breathing can really help with, say, if you're feeling anxiety, you can self-help yourself with your breath. So learning to be more aware of taking, say, a deeper breath if you're feeling anxious instead of having those shallow breaths. It's really good. Helps you feel more centered or calm.
Very clever. I can see that you are already doing your assignments with regards to breathing.
Pre-practice.
Yay. You know what reminds me, which I think you can tell this story again, the first breath was given to
Adam.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. See? I knew my princess is clever about understanding the first breath was given. Isn't that amazing when you think about, when God
the breath of life
created Adam from where?
The dirt.
The dirt, yeah. The dust, yes, and he put them together. And then what did he do after that?
He breathed life into them.
And breath and what else together?
Breath and...
Became a living soul, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It's so cool.
Wow. And the breath is also called the spirit, right?
Mm.
The spirit of God is in us. Mm. That's why we're breathing.
Yeah.
But tell me, do you see breath? Or breathe. You can't. It's amazing.
Yeah. You can feel it.
Yeah. What happened to the spirit of life when we die?
It goes back to God.
Amen, my beautiful Princess Grace. Good on you. And so, say, I'm going to play this last one because I think we are getting end of time. Oh, look at me. I'm so warm. Okay, let me pray this one and see what happens. It's whispering hope. So breathe well. Summary about breathing, do not overthink it. Although it is useful to know how to breathe correctly, it is important not to overthink breathing. In some people, this could lead to anxiety and shortness of breath. People should remember that normal breathing is a carefully regulated process that does not require conscious thought. So to end it all, using correct breathing techniques can help improve a person's lung efficiency. It can also help alleviate stress and anxiety. Correct breathing is therefore beneficial for both physical and mental health. So can you just end it off, please, Princess Grace? But what you said earlier on, before you leave Auckland to go to Christchurch. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been lovely being on the air again with you guys. And yeah, to be continued. Maybe when I get back from Christchurch.
Mm-hmm. I actually cannot find a track where you can show us how to do your movements, you know.
Oh, no. It's all good.
Yeah, so let me see if I can find another one for you. So do you want to say goodbye to your audience?
Oh, yeah. It was lovely being able to share the air with you guys. I hope you all have an amazing day and amazing rest of this year as well. And, yeah, stay healthy and keep New Start in mind. And, yeah, here's to winter. Stay warm.
Yeah, it is getting cold, especially when we get older.
For sure. And keep that vitamin C up as well, because you might get a little sick if not.
So you can see it's going to be a beautiful mess.